That is great.
It is. It's really good.
That is really good stuff. It's really good. All right. You want to introduce our guest because on account of this is our guy.
Absolutely, man. So, let's see.
That's the bottom one.
Oh, I'm already on it. I was already on that, man.
You're great. I'm
because,
sorry.
Because this, you have to realize, tonight's injury report is brought to you by the Orthopedic Group with Dr. Jose Ramirez del Toro, my man, director of sports medicine, and don't forget this, spine care. Man, what's up, Doc? How are you doing, man?
I'm great. You do a great job with that. You really do a great job with
you
that.
Gotta
always
hire
to
him
you,
to
man.
Be your face.
Always
that's what
to
I'm
see
gonna
you.
Do.
Yeah, and the voice. Now, you got some family here, Doc.
That's not family. That's my nurse and her husband, Tom Sikora.
How are you doing?
Right. Hello,
my
welcome.
My wonderful nurse.
Nice.
And,
very good.
I like it. See, you big time, man. You are big time.
I'm just trying to keep up. That's all.
He comes in always dressed spiffy, man. You know, we come in here, we're all casual. Hey. He comes in definitely, you know, business casual, always prepared to look his best. Always good to see you, Doc.
I'm coming in pink next week.
Hey, I appreciate it. I'm being pink too. Next
are you going to be
wearing
pink?
Are you wearing pink?
No.
Oh.
Hey, I'm not going to go with my weight loss deal, man.
I'm not sure. Yeah, because you've been working out. I thought you had actually burnt some more calories just this last segment.
Just a looser, you know, looser sweatsuit. That's all.
That's right. They say that works.
You know what? I'm going on that theory.
I'm banking on that theory. That's all that matters.
All right, Doc. We got a guy, Shamarco Thomas. Mm. Got a groin injury.
Yeah.
Now, that happens again. Now, this is recurring. What happens when you get athletes who seem to have recurrent soft tissue injuries? You know, the ligamentation's a little bit frazzled.
Yeah. I love it.
Frazzled.
When the ligamentation gets frazzled.
Highly technical term,
right,
mind
right. The frazzling of the ligamentation.
Your nurse knew exactly what I was talking about.
She knows. The frazzling
you're on
of the
spot now, buddy.
She's watching tomorrow. She's going to be like, Doc, you were not on point. No, but, you know, any soft tissue injury, hamstring, groin, those tendons take a long time to heal. And like we've talked about on this show, during the season, it's impossible for these guys to get fully, fully healed. Anybody doing what you guys do and completely loading that all the time, it's impossible to get it fully healed. And even if it's feeling better, you go out and you try to see if you can replicate game movement, cutting back and forth, see if you could run backwards, cut left, cut right. And if you can do that, then you try to get them in the game situation and you see how you respond. And sometimes it just gets a little pulled, a little injured again.
Now, I have a question because I remember up in Buffalo, I had a couple of teammates who had, you know, recurrent groin injuries, and then they ended up having hip surgeries.
Yes.
Why
Whoa.
Is that? Yeah, yeah.
Really?
And that was the thing that threw me off. I was like, why is that? But then I guess they were saying that if your hip is off, that can be, you know, that can cause your groin to be pulling as well, correct?
Very often, soft tissue injuries of the muscles crossing right across the joint are related to what's going on within
so
the joint.
He's so proud of himself right now.
Hey, that's called.
I love that. I'm going to throw something like that out there, man. You know, it's a little facts
well,
by Arthur Most.
See, what happens is you can get a tear of the labrum, a labral tear,
that's what it is, the labrum,
or some other injury within the hip, and then that causes you to start to walk differently, and then that predisposes you to injure your groin, right? So anytime you change your cadence, you change your stride, you change how you walk because of an injury, that can lead to soft tissues getting injured.
And I'm glad that you clarified up that the labrum is in the hip as well, because most people associate the labrum with the shoulder.
There's one in the hip.
You definitely have one in the hip as well. So, yeah.
I won't say that I was just about to
say that. A little clarification on that. So, yeah.
There's one in the hip and one in the labrum. Yes. Hey, it's like you went to med school.
You know,
man,
I'm only led as a doctor in the off season, man. If anyone needs, you know, doctoral services from me, just call me. I'm here for you.
Art's not a doctor, but he does play one on the radio. That's
you know,
for sure.
I got you guys, man. Hey.
Now, let me ask you, so with the hip joint can actually be pulling into the groin area and create problems there?
Yes. If you have tightness of the muscles in the front of the hip, it can actually pull the head of that femur anteriorly or to the front a little bit, and that can press on some of the muscles in the front of the hip, and then that can tighten it up even further. Mm-hmm. And what happens is when the front of the hip gets tight, the back of the hip turns off. And then you've got this.
What do you mean the back of the hip turns off?
Yeah, the
antagonist.
It's like
a light switch. It's like click, on, off.
Yeah. Almost
the back
like
of your hip doesn't work?
The butt.
Yeah.
The buttocks. The glutes.
The glutes, okay.
The maximus.
The ham hocks.
That's right, the ham hocks.
Yes.
So you've got your hip flexor doing all this work.
Okay.
It's tight. the ham hocks get weak. Actually, my favorite physical therapist, Jim, a guy who does all this kettlebells with us and in our group, he's always working on trying to turn on the glutes. Turn them on.
Everything
he says is squeeze at the top, so you're always activating at
the
top. Because if you have tightness in the front, it turns off the muscles in the back, the glutes.
Gadzooks, man. I never.
It's deeper than that, man. A lot of people always think it's one thing, and you know, it's
that's the
deeper.
Problem. Yeah. It is.
Because think about this the whole time. Now, I remember in Buffalo, the whole time, all the guys would say was, man, my groin is so tight. My groin just,
right.
It always feels like it's always pulling. And then he ends up having the surgery. He's like, oh, man, my groin feels great now.
Right.
You know, and it's just like, wow, like, it's crazy that you would never associate your hip with your groin. But,
and actually,
you know,
the joint capsule itself, when the joint itself is tight, that in and of itself sends a message to the muscle. Mm-hmm. To get tighter to try to protect that
joint further. It's a safety mechanism.
It's a safety mechanism.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Wow, this guy's unbelievable.
You know what? He's almost like pre-med.
He's really unbelievable.
He's like pre-med.
Listen, man, I'm telling you, if you need surgery, man, just meet me in Giant Eagle. And, you know, Giant Eagle Market District at Robinson.
No.
Meet me on aisle 13 and a half, and I got you. But I only work after 8 o'clock. After 8 o'clock, I got you.
Saturday night, I was at the Red Shoe Ball.
Okay.
For Ronald McDonald House.
Okay.
Great event, man.
And here I am. I'm enjoying it. And all of a sudden, who comes on the big screen? But Arthur Motes.
Didn't have a minute, huh?
Beautiful video. His wife did a wonderful job putting that together. It was actually
I appreciate
beautiful.
That, man. My lovely wife, Shonda Motes, man. She was actually a coach here for the event this year. So.
Absolutely wonderful.
It was a great time.
Now, was
man.
She in the video, or did she take the video, was she there in person?
So this was the situation. So obviously, Saturday nights, we have our meetings. And the year before, the Red Shoe Ball was actually at one of the hotels that was nearby, so I was able to go. But I was literally barely making it back to my meeting with Coach Tomlin on time. So this year, with it being at Heinz Field, it was one of those things where I was really not going to be able to make it. So I ended up going to the Ronald McDonald House and shooting the promotional video there as far as, you know, just basically raising awareness, asking people to sponsor families and things like that. And, you know, that's why they put the video up at Heinz Field.
Very cool.
Of course, my wife, she made sure that she was there. And, you know, I was
very
proud
good.
Of her, man. You know?
That is well, you
always,
should
always
be.
Good to see your helpmate.
Your
helpmate produce it and do something
I met
wonderful.
The lady. She's your better 7/8.
Hey, no question.
Yeah, no question
no
about
question.
That.
Better 7/8. I like
no
that.
No question, man.
No, we're not going to get too deep of fracks.
I told her, man.
I'm
just riding her coattail, man. I'm like, you know, you're the gorgeous one. I'm good arm candy, you know?
All right. Yeah. Now, we also had a young man. We had Stephen Johnson either crack something,
man.
Broke his ankle.
That's unfortunate, man.
I hurt my ankle once because Fathead Tunch, he's cutting off on the backside. Yes. I'm getting after the nose tackle from the Broncos, right?
You're balling him, too, man.
I'm taking him off
the
ball.
Because you don't even know. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're a beast.
And then what happens? My buddy Tunch can't cut off the backside DN. What's he do? Drives him over my legs, the back. Falls right on my ankle. Something just went crunch. So I ran, and it's, you know how you got crunching glass?
That's not a good feeling.
Yeah, it was in my ankle. So I went for a while like that, but then eventually you couldn't get to the hit points on screens and stuff like that.
Listen, I'm going to say this. You're tougher than me. I had somebody fall on my ankle my third year in Buffalo. Ended up having a high ankle sprain. Oh, man, I thought it was over. I literally like crawled into something. Oh god! Well,
that's
save me!
That's because you're an athlete. I'm not. You're
so
finally
I can't
doing
run.
The sheet.
Oh man!
You know, me, there wasn't a lot of difference between my top end and my one legged. You know,
but
when
I talking about somebody falling into your leg. God, it sucks, man.
When you're a doctor and you hear something just goes crunch, it's never good.
Really?
Never
okay.
Good.
So if you hear that good. In an ankle, and when you run and you. Feel like you're crunching glass as you run.
We
shot in four areas and it's still crunched.
This weekend I was covering the Cal-U Kutztown game for the PSAC.
Oh yes,
and
Cal-U won by the way. Congrats,
Cal-U. All right.
So I watched one of their players go down, and he tries to stand up, goes right back down again, and I'm starting. It was on their side, and for Division II, you don't have to have a dog that travels with you. So I didn't know if I was the only dog there or not.
Okay.
And so their athletic trainer's on the field, and I see this guy go to roll over, and his
foot's
floppy.
That's not what you want.
His foot's floppy, and I turn around. I looked at my EMT who's with me. I said, "You see that?" He goes, "Yeah, look at that foot." So we run out there, and sure enough, this guy's foot was destroyed. Trimalleolar fracture. He broke it in three different places. He was tough. We just sort of set it on the field, patted him up, and got him out of there, got him some x-rays. Yeah. And he had surgery already, so.
Sheesh.
That was tough.
I'm just hand signing with Chef Janice because I can't let her go off of that cod without promising me she's going to pack it up.
Yeah, you could. It was really good, though. Yeah.
We got hand signs going on here.
I'm getting the eyes from Chef Janice right now.
So, Chef Janice, I'll eat some.
Yeah, there you go.
I wasn't finished with it.
I'm not willing to turn down free food.
But since I was in the middle of my segment, I didn't want to eat. My mama told me not to eat with it and talk with food in my mouth. So that's, I'm going to tell my mama, Chef Janice said I could talk with food in my mouth. And not just at the kitchen table. I'm doing it over the radio waves on 102.5 WDVE because it does.
You do that very well. All right. So what happens when you see somebody like with the flopping ankle and that?
Yeah, you have to go.
And you got to be here. You got to be here in person, folks. When Doc. He demonstrates the flopping ankle with hand.
It's a rapid flopping motion of the hand. It doesn't look good at all.
I
envisioned like a fish out of water flopping. Like,
that's what it looks like. His foot was a fish out of water.
That's not what you want to see, man. So everybody with a goldfish, just take it out for like 2 seconds, see it flopping, and put it back in, and there you got the.
that's the demonstration
right there.
So we talked about this last time, or one of these times, is you go out there on the field, and you want to have one person at the head talking to that athlete, saying, relax, you know, it's okay. Buddy. And then I'm down at the foot, and I'm trying to just set it as best as possible, and then wrap this tight wrap around it. And by the way, again, this gets back to the spacking or the spackling, or that's tough. Trying to get that off is tough.
Oh, the spack.
Try to, you have to cut through that.
Because spack it just looks good. It's not functional.
See, it looks good. It's for how it looks, but it makes my job harder.
Yeah. I will say this now, as a player who's been on the field. When you have that doctor at your head talking about, just keep calm, everything's okay. And you're like, no, it's not. You're telling me that because it's terrible right now.
You're lying to me.
The more
you're telling me to calm down, the more I know it's really, really, really bad. You know, so I always just, you know, when you come out there, just know that's what we're thinking about.
All right. So I'll be like, hey, toughen up.
I'd rather you just say, hey, man, it's over. Hey, it's over, guy. It's over. You know, because that's the mindset right now.
It's over.
Before we go to break, because I got to share this. You know Jerry Olsavsky?
Yeah, Jerry,
your linebacker coach. Did you ever hear about his knee injury?
No, I haven't. Oh.
Jerry hurt his knee. He was in Cleveland. It completely relocated backwards.
Oh,
you know how you buckle the knee backwards?
Yeah. Now, hyperextension of the knee, right?
Yeah, rearward. Mm. Yeah, whatever you call it. Everything went backwards, so it's like we're talking this, right?
Man.
So he's on the ground, and the doctors tell him, calm down, relax, and he's going, I'm fine. Let me see this. I want to see that. And the doc's going, you don't want to see it. He goes, I want to see it.
Oh,
I was like,
man.
Not me, man. I didn't want to see it.
That's crazy, man.
That is. So you want to talk tough, guys. Go ask Jerry tomorrow.
Instantly in my head, I said, I'm going to talk to him about this story.
Oh, yeah. Tell him the story of the game.
Like, we already say Jerry O is like crazy because he's like super tough. But it's funny. We'll be in practice, and we're running, you know, special teams players or different plays, and he wants to come out there and run with us. And we're like, Jerry O, you don't have a helmet on. Like, what are you doing, man? And he's like, hey, man, I'm good, man. I'm all right. Just like, hey. So when you tell me that story, I'm like, I can see that, man.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, I can totally see that.
Dr. Jose Ramirez Del Toro, thank you for coming aboard. Hopefully we'll see you next week.
Yes, the director
of sports medicine in spine care.
Thank you.
You know?
Stay healthy.
Absolutely, we'll be right back right after this.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Steeler Nation, listen up. You could win four.